is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Periodically, we do something a little different around here, and we're going to go out to Wildlife Safari. Now, I'm still in studio. But out at Wildlife Safari, a number of staff and executive director Dan Van Slyke will introduce everybody. Dan, thanks for being on.
Kyle, it's a pleasure talking to you. You've inspired us because you're always out hiking and walking. So we thought we'll just go ahead and walk through the park and kind of give you a little bit of a glimpse of what's going on. All right, so I've got Kat in the village. I've got Jake with marketing. And I've got Dan Brandt as our curator. But Kat can be sort of our guide. She's the expert for all the little animals that are in our village. It's beautiful out here today. We had a little rain in the morning, but we just finished spring break. We just had thousands of people that showed up, and we have a new lion enclosure that's an expansion to our lion exhibit where the animals go underneath the road. They go out onto a rock. People have been coming literally from all over the Northwest to see that. Dan's going to talk a lot about new animals coming to the park. So anyway, we'll start off, Kat. Where are we at?
So we are right in front of Village as soon as you come through the gates. And if you look to your right, the first thing you'll see is our cheetah spot. So in our cheetah spot now, we have one of our ambassador cheetahs, Makumba. Earlier, he was lounging in the sun. He looks like he found something on the far corner over there. But our cheetah spot is a really great way for you guys to get an up-close look at our cheetahs. Our carnivores team will try to bring a different cheetah in usually every day, and sometimes we'll have maybe a special guest ambassador in there, if not a cheetah.
It's always cool when we have cheetah in with a dog. We'll have people come into guest services, and they're like, oh my gosh, there's a dog.
There's a dog in there. Are you aware there's a dog?
There's a dog in with your cheetah. What's going on, you crazy people? So we're kind of lumbering along here. We got a snack pack on the left with lots of cotton candy and caramel corn. Got to have that. So what's up next?
Up next is our Rotunda building, and in this building we have three exhibits that you guys can peer through the windows. Right now we're in front of Smushy, our California desert tortoise, and she's walking around. She just kind of woke up from her deep sleep not too long ago. So these guys go through brumation, which is just kind of hibernation for tortoises. She's in low power mode, now she's awake. And then next to her is our Cottonpot Tamarin, Colonel Mustard. And Colonel Mustard is peering through one of the tallest points of his exhibit. He is a very small species of monkey from South America. Now, what is unusual about Colonel Mustard is he shares his exhibit with a screaming hairy armadillo. So when you come see, you have to look down into the ground. And usually his best friend, Walter, the armadillo, is kind of burrowing through the substrate. But what makes Colonel Mustard really unusual is he likes to spend a lot of time on the ground with Walter. So these animals are mostly adapted for the trees, but he loves hanging out with his best friend.
So Dan, is the screaming armadillo scream?
No, they don't really scream. They're pretty quiet for most of the time. But he is one of our new species here in the park. He's only been here a few months, and so he has something new for people to come out and take a look at and enjoy.
And as you walk around the village, one thing that people don't always remember is that the village is free.
Yeah, good point. In fact, most of the activity that everything that's happening in the village is free, but we have some stuff that's really super cool that you don't get to do in the drive-thru. One is ride camels. We actually have camel rides where you can come out, spend some time on the back of a camel. We also have the petting zoo where you can get up really close and pet the little guys. So where are we at next? We've got...
So right now we are in front of our red-tailed boa exhibit. This is home of Sequoia, and she is about 40 pounds. She is the largest snake that we have here at Wildlife Safari. And usually she's curled up on her perch, but every once in a while guests might see her slithering towards her pool and giving herself a nice soak when it's really warm out.
So Kyle, are you a snake guy? I know you're not a chicken guy. Do you do snakes?
I am not really a snake guy. I don't mind them. I mean, you've had a couple in over the years, a couple larger ones, and I have always learned to trust the keepers other than the chickens, but I've learned to trust the keepers with the animals, but I don't tend to be one that gets very close to snakes.
Now, you're not going to like where we're headed now because somewhere here, I can't find it, but there is a chicken. It's close. So anyway, we won't even take a picture, Kyle, just on behalf of your feelings about the chickens.
Yeah, it's foul.
So talk about it is foul.
It's foul. Oh, my, that was a great
Let's
pun.
Talk about cavies.
So we're right here in front of our cavie exhibit, and cavies are really interesting looking animals. They are a rodent. They almost look like a cross between maybe like a rabbit and a kangaroo. They've got really long legs and really big ears, but they are members of the rodent family, and they're the second largest rodents.
You got them over here, too?
We do. So we've got three cavies total. I usually have two cavies in that yard outside the rotunda exhibit, and usually one hanging out in here, since all three of them don't usually get along, so we want to make sure that everyone has their space. So it looks like chupacabras in here.
And then we got cotton tops in the corner.
Yeah, well, these are Joffrey's marmots.
Oh, there we go.
So we've got five of these little guys. These are also small monkeys native to South America. So we've got a family group here, and you can kind of hear them. Let's see. A little variety of little cheep chirps and some high-pitched noises. There we go.
Yeah.
So they're always really chatty, especially with visitors. They love coming up to the fence and moving around and kind of showing off all the cool things that they like to do in their exhibit here.
Dan, as we're kind of easing around the other side, can you talk about some of the stuff we got in the drive-thru now?
Well, some of the new stuff, we just released three new female eland out to the drive-thru. They're part of our breeding program out here and came in with our SSP program. So we're pretty excited about their addition here. There'll actually be a fourth one that'll be coming in soon, and she's coming in pregnant. So we'll actually have a little eland calf out in our drive-thru later this summer. So we're excited about that. And speaking of babies, we just had four new cheetah cubs born here at the park last week.
In the drive-thru.
They're in the drive-thru, so as soon as they come out of the huts, people will be able to see them. They'll see them take their first steps out of their birthing hut, and we've got one little boy and three little girls we're excited to welcome into the park.
When do you think they'll actually be out where people can actually see them?
It'll probably be about 30 days before they actually start venturing out on their own.
Yeah.
And, of course, mom's going to be protective. She'll probably haul them back in as fast as they come out for the first few times. But eventually they'll be out for everybody to see.
Kat, you were talking about coatis. Do you want to talk about those for a second that are coming?
Yeah, so we've got two coatis. They're both boys. They're going to be the newest additions to our Village North America's building. Those guys are going to be in, hopefully next week, you guys will be able to get to see them. And they look a little bit like a sort of like a raccoon. They've got really long noses, really long tails, and they're excellent at finding insects and all kinds of things hiding in crooks and crannies. And they're just really, really cool to watch them dig around. So we're really excited to get them in that exhibit for everyone to see.
And they're going
to
be down with basically next to the cougars and bobcat. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And next, basically, to the train. Our train's up and rolling. That's always a big hit. You know, it's an ancient train. It's always a nightmare for staff to keep it running because it's an ancient train. But it's up and rolling. People love it. And we've added some things. Kat, can you tell us kind of about around the tracks themselves? It's kind of been a big enhancement that we really didn't have before.
Yeah. So right now, it's really cool. You guys can see our education birds of prey from the train. So we've got a bald eagle out there. We've got some a great horned owl. We also have some red-tailed hawks. So those guys weren't previously able to be viewed. So if you take a ride on the train, you will be the only folks that are able to see those guys. Only viewable from the train.
Probably the best exhibit here, newest anyway, and probably the most, I guess, that people really, where am I in the back up here? Where are those? So the red pandas.
Yeah.
Red pandas are way, way cool. We're just walking by those.
Sorry.
And you guys have been doing an encounter with those, haven't you?
We have. That has been one of our most popular encounters here at the park. Every single day we have at least one encounter scheduled for the red pandas. And for the encounter, you guys get to see these beautiful red pandas up close. They are adorable. And you can feed them bamboo through the fence. It's one of their favorite foods. So we're really lucky to have them here at the park. Very few facilities have them. And we just got those boys last summer.
All right,
and
we're
new gators at a cost.
I think we're going to take a break here at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Dan Van Slyke, Dan Browns, Kat Emanuel, and Jacob Schluter all live at Wildlife Safari. More from the village and more about the park when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. KQEN Local Talk at 4. Our brand new program, Your Cue. Shannon Sebastian this afternoon, and her guest, Rosalie Singer of the Oregon Department of Transportation. State Senator Floyd Prezansky will be on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. We have Executive Director Dan Van Slyke from Wildlife Safari, along with Curator Dan Brands, Marketing Director Jacob Schluter, and Village Lead Cat Emmanuel. And guys, where are we at right now as you're walking us around?
Well, Kyle, we're below the restaurant in our little pond area with the lemurs. And I got to tell you, of all the things we have in the village, these have got to be the most entertaining. You got to tell us about the lemurs.
Oh, these guys are so fun. So this is our ring-tailed lemur family troop. So these guys are, we've got 3 adults and 5 kids. And they are so energetic. They are just jumping from platform to platform. They can jump over 3 meters, and they're just full of energy. We were extremely fortunate, and last June, one of our breeding females, Marty, she gave birth to twins, and that was the first time twins had ever been born here at the park for our ring-tailed lemurs. And so watching those little guys just grow up has been such a joy, and just like humans, everybody in the group helps and raises the kiddos.
You guys did the coolest thing the other day. I'm watching like a trampoline kind of a thing. That was unbelievable. They're like jumping like 20 feet up and down on that trampoline. Man, that was amazing. Really fun to see.
We give these guys lots of different enrichment, like that trampoline. We also do paintings with our lemurs. So if you go into the gift shop, take a look on our big wall of animal paintings and see if you can spot some lemur handprints.
One thing we do anymore, Kyle, and we actually have a little booth set up on the weekends with the elephants, is virtually everything in this park paints. And you can stop and actually do a customized painting with the elephants. What else? So we got cheetahs that paint.
Our maned wolves paint. If you book an encounter with the maned wolves here in the village, you can also ask for a painting and pay for a painting. Rio is our kind of artist for the maned wolves. We do have another female, Cayenne, so we're going to work on getting her into painting this summer.
We even do a hippo kiss. That's pretty cool. That's kind of a cool painting. I know that's those ungulate people out there. That's a whole different area, but
you know, the list would actually be shorter if we went to the animals that don't paint things.
Yeah, that's true. Jake, tell us about summer, man. How it's been awesome so far as we're coming into spring break, huh?
Summer's been incredible. You know, as we continue to be a really safe place to visit, we've seen record numbers. We saw record numbers for spring break, and we saw record numbers throughout the summer. It's just a safe, fun, positive thing to do and a great way to get out of the house, a great way to get your kids out of the house.
It was amazing, Kyle, on spring break. We were literally bumper to bumper, and I think we were pushing 4,000 people on that one Saturday, mm-hmm. and everybody was having fun.
Not one complaint.
Just everybody was just having a ball.
Yeah, I saw some pictures on social media of people that were in line, and by the time the families got there, they were probably excited to be in the drive-thru because I know some folks waited quite a while to get into the park.
You know, you got this madness with the COVID, and we've talked about the role that Wildlife Safari has filled. It's been almost like the Red Cross. We're here when kids have not been able to go to school. They've been locked down in their houses. So many people out of Portland, all over the Northwest coming in and feeling like, you know, they can come in their cars, they're safe, they can have a pleasant day and go home. And it's really been nice because, unfortunately, even a lot of zoos have closed down, you know, with this pandemic and are just now sort of coming online. And so Wildlife Safari, it's good for the folks coming here, but it's also good for the community because when they come to Wildlife Safari, they eat at the restaurants, they spend time here in the motels, and so it's really been a really nice thing. What are those lemurs doing?
They're knocking their food
they're
in the water.
Tearing things up. Destructive little boogers. Well, Kyle, you got to come out here, and you said you might even possibly walk out here, huh?
Yeah, that would be on a weekend day, not tied to a program, but that's an idea. I haven't walked that direction yet, but yeah, that might be coming in a future weekend when we've got good weather, and I'm able to arrange my schedule to be able to go out there and come back a certain time of day, probably on a Sunday.
I've been worried about you lately because I've been hearing numbers like, you know, 10 miles, 12 miles, 15, 18 miles, and I don't know, Kyle. There's something wrong with that whole picture. But this is only 9 miles, so this will be a nice little soft walk for you.
You know, ironically, 9 miles actually seems like something very short. Last weekend, I actually did 28 miles. And that was in a 24-hour period between Saturday afternoon and Sunday morning, early afternoon. But been kind of cranking that out. And like you said, there are less things going on. There's less things to do. So for folks to be able to go out, do some walking, get some exercise, come out at Wildlife Safari, look at the animals, kind of feels a little bit more like a normal life used to.
Well, and you know, we always encourage people to take a serious look at our memberships. For about $120, you can get a family membership, and then you can come out as often as you want. And it's just, you know, we're close. You want to do something in the afternoon, you can come out here, just hang out. We don't talk a lot about our restaurant, but we have literally the best hamburger in the country. And, I mean, it's awesome. We have really great food. And if folks are just wanting to do something in the evenings, this place changes a lot in the afternoons, too. It really has a nice feel. You can come out, get a nice bite to eat, relax. You know, we work a lot with the wineries. Henry's came out. They did. I know, Kyle, you're not interested in this at all, but I'll run it by you for a second. Henry's came out, did a little tasting. What was the last Saturday?
Yep.
And it was really fun. So if you want to come out, get a glass of wine, sit down, and just have a pleasant afternoon, eat some good food. Ride a camel. I mean, you just can't beat it.
And talk about as well, especially as we get to summer and things are opening up a bit more, people may have more guests coming their way, about what's available in terms of people getting memberships for their families and guests.
We do. We have a lot of gift options for our membership programs. Our basic membership even covers three people, three adults, as well as a number of children. So you can bring guests with those. They also include discounts for any extra tickets you have to buy. The membership is a great way for locals definitely to show off the park to their guests. And it's also a great way for Wildlife Safari to do some outreach to the community as well. Of course, it's a great way to visit the park, to support the park. And it pays for itself in as little as one visit. You can actually manage, you take full advantage of that membership to pay for itself in one visit, which is pretty incredible.
About a minute.
Another thing, Kyle, I was just going to say, if we got a minute left, is events. If you're going to do something with your family, anniversaries, little get-togethers, you know, obviously we got a lot of wide open space here. We have an event center that we can handle small groups. So as things begin to open up and you're wanting to kind of get back and do that reunion or that little get-together, remember Wildlife Safari, because you can come out here and we can tie an animal into it. You know, we can have a cheetah come to your little birthday party or whatever. And we do a lot of those kinds of things, which are really, really fun.
And Wildlife Safari, of course, has been around for a long time, but very unique compared to similar places.
Yeah, you know, I saw where we just lost Bill Markham to you, and I don't know if a lot of folks realize it. Bill was a part of a group that actually provided the a real estate originally for Wildlife Safari, and that's a pretty significant part of his passing.
About 30 seconds left. What, in closing, do you want to tell folks to encourage them to come out?
Definitely visit wildlifesafari.net before they visit. If you're not going to visit the site before you visit, visit anytime. We're open 9 to 6. That drive-thru is a fun, safe, family-friendly activity.
And don't forget the babies, the cheetah babies, emu babies, eland babies, many more to come.
Anything, Kat?
Just come out and really enjoy all that Wildlife Safari has to offer. Village animals are always out and about, so come say hi.
All right. All cute.
Jacob Schluter, Kat Emanuel, Dan Brands, Dan Van Slyke, and a host of others enjoyed Wildlife Safari this afternoon. Guys, thanks for being on.
Hey, thank you, Kyle.
Thanks for having us.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.